ruin, we were filled with the Holy Ghost, the latter rain, as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully, the loud cry message. This enraged the church and nominal Adventists as they could not refute the Sabbath truth, and at this time God's chosen, who do not see and keep the Sabbath, at this point, all saw clearly that we had the truth, and they came out of Babylon and endured persecution with us. Brothers and sisters, this is the sequence of events clearly identified in the spirit of prophecy. Now, in Bible Training School, February 2nd, 1913, we have a passage that identifies this little time of trouble. The little time of trouble begins at the Sunday law. The great time of trouble begins at the close of human probation when Michael stands up, when there's no more intercession for man, and the seven last plagues begin. Bible Training School, February 2nd, 1913. Roman Catholics acknowledge that the change in Sabbath was made by their church, and they cite this very change as evidence of the supreme authority of the church. They declare that by observing the first day of the week as the Sabbath, Protestants are recognizing your power to legislate in divine things. The Roman Church has not relinquished her claim to infallibility, and when the world and the Protestant churches accept the spurious Sabbath of her creating while they reject the Sabbath of Jehovah, they virtually acknowledge his claim. They may cite the authority for this change, but the fallacy of their reasoning is easily discerned. The papist is sharp enough to see that Protestants are deceiving themselves, willingly closing their eyes to the facts in the case. As the Sunday institution gains favor, he rejoices, feeling assured that it will eventually bring the whole Protestant world under the banner of Rome. The change of the Sabbath is a sign or mark of the authority of the Roman Church. Those who, understanding the claims of the fourth commandment, choose to observe the false Sabbath in the place of the truth, are thereby paying homage to that power by which alone it is commanded. The mark of the beast is the papal Sabbath, which has been accepted by the world in the place of the day of God's appointment. But the time to receive the mark of the beast, as designated in prophecy, has not yet come. The testing time has not yet come. There are true Christians in every church not accepting the Roman Catholic Communion. None are condemned until they have had light and have seen the obligation of the fourth commandment. But when the decree shall go forth enforcing the counterfeit Sabbath, and when the loud cry of the third angel shall warn men against the worship of the beast and his image, the line will be clearly drawn between the false and the truth. True, then those who still continue in transgression will receive the mark of the beast in their forehead.